Okay, so we're on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis, and actually we're going on the Mishnah on Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Again, the Mishnah says, if a person is a Balkari and Yorad Litzbo, and he's going to be Tovel in order to say Kriya Shema, because the Takona is that he can't say Kriya Shema while he's a Balkari, the Miyachal Alos Uskasas Likos Ashol Tenei Tachama Yalav Yiskasa V'yikro. If he can get out of the mikveh and get dressed properly to read Kriya Shema before sunrise, I'm translating Hanei Tachama sunrise, although as we will see, I believe from the Hamid Rabban Yonah, that's not clear either. The blossoming of the sun, the sun bloom. If he can do it, he should do it. And if he can't finish by Hanei Tachama, he can't be ready to read Kriya Shema by Hanei Tachama by getting out and getting dressed, then he should read Kriya Shema in the mikveh using Kisui Hamayim, however he does that. Okay? So you see over here that the Mishnah seems to set a limit that Kriya Shema has to be read by Hanei Tachama. The question is, how does that fit in with the different shittas we know about the end of Zman Kriya Shema, Shel Shacharis? So you have a Mishnah on Daf Testament days. The Mishnah says the Gomra, and maybe it says the Gomra, they're actually different skulls from the Mishnah, but it says Ad Hanei Tachama. Rabbi Elezer's shita is that the end of Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is when? Hanei Tachama. What's the reason? Anybody can tell me what the reason is? What's the reason, Rabbi Elezer? Excuse me? Ukumecha. Everybody gets up everybody's up by Hanei Tachama. That's right. That's the reason. I mean, talking about by sunrise, well, if the sun's up and you're still sleeping, I mean, you got to be kidding.
Work. You got to work.
I mean, you know, you can't waste daylight.
Right.
I mean, you don't. You know, once the sun goes down, you're finished. So you got when the sun's up, you got to be out there working. That's the way it works. So the kumecha, most people, like 99% of people, were up by Hanei Tachama. So it says in the pasuk, when Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, kumecha, when the people get up by sunrise, they're all up. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ad Shol Shos. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're right. 99% of the people get up by sunrise. So that you think that might be the kumecha, but the kumecha doesn't mean when most people get up. It means when everybody's up. And Shekain Derech Malachim L'Amel B'Shol Shos. That one that there are some people, the fat cats, you know, the people who have no work to do. They just sit around all day. They just they're living on their pensions or on their annuities, so they don't have to get up, but so they get up by 9 o'clock they're up. I mean, nobody sleeps past 9 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
So everybody's up by 9 o'clock. So you can read Kriya Shema, Mashma L'Chatchila, up until Shalosh Shos. As I mentioned before, it doesn't talk about in the Mishnah how you measure these shows, whether shows vanios, shows real shows, and that's a whole discussion in the poskim. And again, let me make the record that we're not talking about any halacha over here. We're just learning the sugyas, some of the approaches of the Rishonim to the sugyas. So it's mashma. After having learned the Mishnah, you'd say, well, it seems like our Mishnah on Daf Chavez and Midbeis is going like Rabbi Eliezer, because it says you have to read, it sets as the time by which you have to read Kriya Shema Hanei Tachama. That sounds like Rabbi Eliezer. And that's what the Gemara says. On Daf Kof Hei Amud Beis, Gemara says, Leim Batana Stama K'Rabbi Eliezer, the Omer Ad Hanei Tachama. That what? It's Mashma that it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, because good Rabbi Shua, you have time. You have time until
3 hours.
3 hours later. Right. So, let's go back to the Gemara on Daf Testament Beis. We're going to introduce a new shita. There are all different opinions as to when the time starts.
Time ends.
As to when the time starts. What Mishiyakir is.
Mishiyakir.
Right, that's when the time starts.
Okay.
And then, and Rav Huna says the halach is kacherim in terms of when time starts. And Abaye says, "L'tfilim kachem l'kriyashma kivasikin." That what by kriyashma we pass in like the vasikin, what does Vasikin say? The Amr of Yochanan, Vasikin HaYagoman also im HaNetzachama, they would complete Kriya Shema. Actually, the word Gomer is not clear that it means complete. The word Gomer may mean to read. Like we have, there's a bracha, according to the Menri Shomim, had the bracha Ligumar Es HaHalel,
right,
which did not mean to finish the Halel. It didn't even mean to say a Halel Gomer. It meant just to read Halel. The word Gomer meant just to read something. So, this is part of the discussion. It's exactly what did the Fasikim do it with sunrise, or did they finish it at sunrise? It's a whole big discussion. In any case, somehow they read Kriya Shema with Gomer Osa, they read Kriya Shema with Hanetzachama. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have another brisa that's a raya. Vasikin hoyu Gomer Osa Hanetzachama, Kadesh Yisimo Gulula Tfila, the Nimsim is Baal Bayom. Here there seems to be a reason is given for the Vasikin. That the reason why they read it with at Hanetzachama is because they wanted to be Soma Gula Tfila and Nimsim is Baal Bayom. So it's Mashmim over here. That the reason for the Vasikin is what? Not because of Kriya Shema so much, but rather because of the Shemona Esrei. That the Shemona Esrei should be read by Yom, and since whether or not you have to be Soma Gula Tefillah is a whole discussion. But the Vasikin wanted to be Soma Gula Tefillah, so how is Soma Gula Tefillah? Gula is what? The last of Birchos Kriya Shema. So if you want to Soma Kriya Shema Uvirchos Seha to the Amida, and you want the Amida to take place immediately upon or after sunrise, the only way to do it is if you're going to read Kriya Shema Bechoseha immediately with or before sunrise. Hanetzachama.
With the fact that tefillah by day, where did we see that? Where that? Because that is an essential component. You need tefillah by day, gula tefillah, or both those facts.
Hold on a second.
Well, that's one of the. Well,
it depends how you learn Shad and Yeruchim Shemesh, right? Rav Zera, my Kra, Rav Zera said, what's the pasuk that tells you that you should do it this way? Yeruucha im shemesh lufnei erech dodor. Rashi says, what? What is this? Yeruucha, by the way, I pointed out, the two yuds in Yeruucha, because it doesn't mean, the shorash of the word Yeruucha is not resh aleph, which means to be seen or to see, but it's yud resh aleph, which means to fear. You should be feared, you should demonstrate your fear with the sun. Rashi says, what does this mean? She says, "Vasikin anashim anovim u'mechavim mitzvah, modest people who love mitzvot, who treated mitzvot dearly. Nispal b'yom, dehenetzah chamo divrei akol yomu. You can daven during the day. My kura. It doesn't say that you have to be mispal immediately in the day, but you certainly can be mispal." With an Eitzah Chama. That's the earliest you can. It doesn't say anything about the requirement of the Amida being at that early. Mikra, the mitzvah, let's follow him an Eitzah Chama, the Tzivir Rucham Shemesh, Mosai Misyarim Mimcha, Kishimaracha, when do they fear you? Kishimarach Mekabim Malayim, when they accept your fear. The Hainu Malchus Shemayim, which is the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivakamam Shema. It's a little some contradiction. He says Mispalo, he says, which is Mashman Amida, but basically he's predominantly seems to say that the pasuk of Yerucham Shemesh is a din of Kriya Shema.
And he knows
Yom. Yeah, one second. Im Shemesh Koma Kisha Shemesh Yotze. Im Shemesh means with the appearance of the sun. Hainu im Hanetzachama. Okay, v'lfnei yoreach, ap tfilas ha-mincha mitzvasa im dimdume chama. All right? So it seems that you learn that there's a gemara of chav test that Rashi, that we also makes this drasha, that seems to say that it's preferential to daven mincha at sunset, as the sun is setting, just like it's preferential to daven shacharis as the sun is rising. Of course, the problem is that's talking about mincha, that's talking about the Amida, not about Kriya Shema. So there is confusion over here, and that's what the Bach is talking about. The Bach tells you to look at the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes, the Rashi on Daf Chav Tes, because there Rashi seems to say it's talking about Yerucha going on Kriya Shema. But any case, what do we see over here? We have a sheet of
the Yotzer.
Sorry?
Just Tfilas Yotzer. Yotzer, I guess.
Tfilas Yotzer. Tfilas Yotzer is usually a kinoi. for Shimon Esrei.
Really?
Not for the Birchas Kriya Shema.
I thought it was Yotzer or something.
No. Tefillas Yotzer is usually, it's in contrast to Tefillas Musa. That's what Tefillas Yotzer usually is used in the Gemara as. If you look in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, where we talk about the different Tefillos, that maybe in the Mishnah, even in Rosh Hashanah, talks about Tefillas Yotzer is referring to the Amida of Shacharis.
Rashi source for Tefillah Yom, where how you understand it,
basically.
That you that
some other source somewhere.
He that you can that and Etzacham is definitely Yom, so you can daven.
And you should daven by Yom.
By Yom, right?
With Chatzilah certainly, but he doesn't tell. That, he just knows that outside.
That's right. Okay, so from so the Gemara says that in addition to the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who says you can daven only up to Etzacham. And the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who says you can daven up until Shalosh Shalosh. So you have the Shita of the Vasikin. And the question is and we seem to pass them like the Vasikin. So Pashup Shat, the Vasikin seem to be saying the same thing as Rabbi Elazar, that you have to do it by sunrise. Maybe they give a different reason. Rabbi Elazar's reason is because it's Man Kima, and the Vasikin's reason is because of Rucham Shemesh, or Kadesh Yisrael Gold Tefillah. But they seem to be an identical shita.
No, but Rabbi Elazar had a range. He definitely had a range. We don't know about the Vasikin. Rabbi Elazar says from this to that. Rabbi Elazar says
that's
explicitly.
True. That's true.
Starting from
that's
here
true.
And
okay,
here.
You're right.
Totally
but
a range. And so Rabbi
Vasikin seemed to agree with Rabbi Elazar. Let me be more careful about what I'm saying. In terms of the last time, not whether there's a range or not, but the end limit, they seem to agree with Rabbi Elazar. So Tosus on Daf Tesamad Beis is concerned that we seem to have three different Piskei Halachos which don't seem to contradict one another. Because it says in the Mishnah that you read that Emes Ikaron Shema, it's Mishayakir, right? Whatever Mishayakir is. When you can, by the way, why does Kriya Shema start with Mishayakir? Why does it depend on being able to be Makir anything? Why does it depend on that? Because it says the pasuk in Kriya Shema or Risim also. You have to be able to do Re'iyah. So the question is, what do you have to be able to say? That's a different sheet. So that's one. That is seems to be the time in our mission that you start. However, previously we will see that we paskin that b'di'eved you can read it Gemara. I believe the Gemara says that somebody who reads Kriya Shema with the Anshei Mishmar is not Yotze. Apparently, the Anshei Mishmar used to read it before Hanetzachama. They read it after Alos Hashachar. So it says you're not Yotze. The Gemara says, doesn't mean you're not Yotze Chachila, but the Yevid you are Yotze. So you see that you could be Yotze Kriya Shema even before Mishyakim. And here it's Mashma that you what?
That it has to be at Mishiyakir.
And then later on, that you could do it even before Mishiyakir. And later on, we paskin that it's ad Gimel Shos. And here, Abaye says, he paskin like Vasikin. Okay? And Mashmah, he paskin like Abaye. Because he says, why do you say Mashmah, the Hochi Hilchasa?
Because he's
at
the end.
Because
he's Basra. Because
he's Basra. Actually, it's Mashmah. Some of the Gemaras actually had the Girsa. Hockey Hilkosa. There's a whole question of whether or not there was a Gersa in the Gemara. So again, what's Tosas Kasha? When is the real Zman of the end of Kriya Shema? So Tosas says the following. The Zman of Kriya Shema starts La'achra Mudah Shachar. Now it's Bidi Evidit Yotz before Mudah Shachar. So basically, Zman starts after Mudah Shachar. Because why? And Zman of Gimel Shos. Why? Because we're passing like whom?
Mm-hmm.
Like Rabbi Yeshua. That it depends on Zman Kima for everybody, which is Ad Shalosh Shalos. Umiyu mitzvah na muvko chivatzikin samach hanetzachamach delus mokulut tzila. It's optimal to do it like vatzikin. Why? Kedei lismok gulut tzila. Tzila vatzikiv nami moda Rabbi Yeshua shem lo korokol metzachamach yoch likos of Shalosh Shalos. Bal zeh anu somkin. Okay? That what? That b'di'eved you could be yotzei before Alos Hashachar. I'm sorry, after Alos Hashachar, before Mishayakir. L'chatchila you could be yotze from Mishayakir up until Shoshos, right? Mitzvah min hamuvchor. Did you say? Did I use the word mitzvah muvchor yet? Did I just? Mitzvah min hamuvchor is kivatzikin. That what to read it im
enetzachama. Yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't hold it.
One second. And because you see that even though we pass on like a vasikin, the vasikin also hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Alright? How do you know the vasikin hold like Rabbi Yeshua? That's our Gemara. That's
right.
What says. The Gemara says that the Mishnah there is not going like Rabbi Eliezer. It's going like Rabbi Yeshua. Why does it say in that Mishnah that you have to be able to change and read Kriya Shema by Hanesa Chama if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua that you have also shows? So the Mishnah says because it's kvasikin. So what does that mean? Is it only mitzvah and amulchor? Obviously the answer is, that's the question. You hear the question? Aaron, this is Aaron's question, right? That if what we hold, that the vasikin is only mitzvah and amulchor, so then why does the Mishnah there tell you that you have to be able to read Kriyishma by an Eitzachama, otherwise you read it in the mikvah? Right? So Tosfos answer this question? No, he doesn't answer the question. The answer, my answer is the following. That we hold like vasikin the mitzvah and a mufcha, but the vasikin themselves hold that that's l'chatchila, not a mitzvah and a mufcha. Okay? So in other words, when the Gemara says the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds it, but d'yevet, you're not yotze after Henetzachama. You are yotze d'yevet after Henetzachama, but it's going like it's not like going Rabbi Yeshua, because like Rabbi Yeshua, l'chatchila you could read it up until Shoshos, so you don't have to read it while you're still in the mikvah. The Vasikin though hold that l'chatchila there's an important minion to them to read it either because of l'smokul tefila, is that what Tosa says, or because of Yerucham Shemesh, whatever the reason is, there's a l'chatchila an minion of reading it by Hanetzachama. So they hold that you have to read it, that there's important enough reason to read it before Hanetzachama to do it even in the mikvah. We only hold like the Vasikin as a mitzvah and a mukhar. So the way we paskin, according to what I understand Tosa to be saying, if you're in the mikvah, assuming there would be a Takana Sezer, which of course there's no Takana Sezer either, but you're in the mikvah, and you're about Keri, and you can't read Kriyashma, you don't have enough time to get out and read Kriyashma before Netzachama, what should you do? You should get out of the mikvah, get dressed, and read Kriyashma before Shalosh Shos. It's only a mitzvah of Mubchor. By reading it in the mikvah, you're not going to be so magul with tefillah, you're going to create all kinds of problems. It's much better to be able to say, not to do a mitzvah of Mubchor, but to read it like Rabbi Yeshua. I think that's what Tosfos is saying. Not 100%.
Gemara
sure.
And Kapay, though, doesn't pass. It says Dilmer. It just saying,
right.
You don't
maybe
have a riot.
There's
right.
No riot. So if it would be a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer, then it would be Machlokas Vachach Stam, and then what would be the din? It would pass like
right.
Rabbi Eliezer.
Right.
Which means that you cannot read Kriyishma after Nitzachama. You can't at all. So the Gemara said, no, it's not going like. It's not passing like Rabbi Eliezer. It's Rabbi Yeshua. It's holding Rabbi Yeshua too. It's just holding the Vasikin's version of Rabbi Yeshua. So Vasikin's version of Rabbi Yeshua is that Chachil you have to read by Netzachama, and that's why it's saying it. But even Vasikin agree with the Eved, you could be on Shoshos. That's how I'm going.
Well,
to
that's not the Gemara's understanding.
That's
right.
My understanding
right.
Of the Gemara. Yes.
With the Dilmer, because else
yes.
We couldn't. Be
yes,
because right, right.
It's not, it doesn't have to go on. It could
right.
Be going like Rabbi Eliezer,
right.
But there's no riot. Since there's no raya, so you pass in like Rabbi Yeshua. I think that's the klal. So Malchus Rebbe loves Rabbi Yeshua, you pass with Rabbi Yeshua. Anyway, that's so. Okay? Well, I can tell you, I was very reluctant to get into this sugi, even though it's sort of a refreshing change of take. But because it's such a vast sugi, there's so much on this. This is just like scratching the tip of the iceberg. So, excuse me? Let's do the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. He said he has a different shot, I believe. Different than Tosa. Let's do it inside. Basically, he says that the reason, he doesn't seem to learn like Rashi, that the reason, let me not say that. He learns, what's special about the Vasikin? How are they different from everybody else? So, the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to learn that they're different because they were very mocked on Smeichel's Gula. That's what made them different. Right? We're all Vasikin because we were all mocked on Smeichel's Gula Tefillah, but apparently not everybody was mocked on Smeichel's Gula Tefillah. So therefore, since they're mocked on Smeichel's Gula Tefillah, therefore they read Kriyashma at Heinetzach Hama, because if they hold that because of Yerucham Shemesh that you should read no, it's not true.
You need to stop.
They hold that L'chatchila, for a reason which, believe it or not, is not even in the Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah, that for L'chatchila you're supposed to read Kriyashma before sunrise. That's what they hold.
They hold that you
don't have to daven Shmona Esrei really at sunrise, I don't think.
After
according
sunrise.
To it happened, you can't daven before sunrise.
Right.
So if you want to be Sama Kula Tefillah and the Chatchila is supposed to read Krishma between Mishiyakir and sunrise, the only way to be Sama Kula Tefillah is to read Kriyashma right before or with sunrise, and then daven Shmona Esrei with or right after sunrise. That's the shita of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's really, the purpose is Kedei Sheyisbo Gula Tefillah.
And where do they get
daven? What's the reason why L'chatchila you're supposed to read it before sunrise according to the Vasikin? He doesn't really say. I think the reason is because they hold, since that is Zman Kima for most people, so then therefore the Chatzil, you should do, it's a strange thing to have it, seemingly this is in the writer too, that you should do it when it's Zman Kima for most. How do you know, by the way, how do you know that the Vasikin hold that it's not just, let's say, a mitzvah ben hamuflar, you know, how do you know that the Vasikin, they read it in order to be someone who would feel it, maybe when the Vasikin said that we read it with an Eitzach Hama in order to be Sama Tefillah, it was only because it's Sama Tefillah. Since what? How do you know that they held?
That's
how do you know that they held that you have to read Kriya Shema L'chatchila
before Nes?
Before Nes. Maybe they held that.
That's Daven. Daven Shmoneh Esrei.
Because it says Kedai.
Let's read this part inside.
But that's the whole thing.
Let's read this part inside. I know it's very late. Oh, it's very late. No, I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. I'm going to just read.
An Indian. Rabbi Nehru.
The blogger.
What?
The blogger.
Huh? The
blog. I'm going to read from Uriah Ledover, the Ain, with it's a base in brackets. Uriah Ledover.
Where's that?
It's right by the Gimel and the Lashon Riyaz. Uriah Ledover, the Ain, the Malach Hatchila El Haranetzach Hamad Bavad. How do I know that we really paskin that the Vasikin hold that L'chatchila you have to read it before an Eitzach Hama or up until an Eitzach Hama? It's not Perek Mishimeto from our Gemara. Yor Litvo im Yachlis Lalas Yiskasav Likros Atshlot an Eitzach Hama Yalav Yiskasav Yikra Mlav Yiskasav B'mayim Yikra Alma Mashma Mishim Hochi Yitzrichu Likros B'mayim Teshul Tavar Zmana V'im Yitz Zman L'chatchila Achar an Eitzach Hama Lamit Yitzrichu Likros B'mayim Elvad Yitzne Kach Amr Yiskasav B'mayim Yikra L'chosh L'masha Eino Somekul L'tzvila. Because if he's reading in the mikvah, he's not being Sama Kula Tefillah. And they should roy luchos yoseh shetan etzachama bentayim v'yavaz man kriyashma l'chatchila. The more important than Sama Kula Tefillah is to be concerned that you're going to be over l'chatchila's man kriyashma, which is before an etzachama. V'afal pi she'enu Sama Kula Tefillah shari achak yesho lalas uskasos. Because if he's going to read this kriyashma in the mikvah, then he has to first get up, get dressed. The ain lechatzach gedolah mizu. That's certainly a hefsek between gula and tefillah. Afilu hachi rotsu chacham yishikra kishma bezmana. Bad Mkonam Netzachama, Mishi Yismagula Tvila. Harinir Mikan Mehedish Zmalacha Tchila, Atsov Netzachama. Uvid Yevrat Shalshoz, Kareb Yeshua, Doha Ivska, Hilchusa Kavose. Okay, now the Rabbein Yonah asked a different question. In Tomim, Nylon, the Vasikin Sovereign, the Zman Krishma, the Chatkila, Enel, Ad, Hanetzacham, Hanetz, Dilma Srila, Afila, Akar, Hanetz, Suzmana, the Chatkila, Umashi, Medatkin, the Coronel, Kodam, Hanetz, Loyos, and Zemes, Nesha, Ain, Zman Krishma, Chatkila, Akar, Nesha, Zmana, Tfila, Huk, Shetetzacham. Maybe it's the reason they did it this way was because Zman Tfila is immediately upon sunrise, and if you want to be Soma Gula Tfila, so you have to do Krishma before that. So who knows that, how do you know that what, that really you have to read l'chatchila krishma according to Vasikim before Hanetzachama? He says, "V'yeshlomo de behechukon ulmeid b'divrei asikim the sirule the sozman kriyishma ain alaz ad hinetzacham ulchatchila." Even without the pasuk of Yeruchem Shemesh, the mistama yiloshin. He doesn't say what the reason is, but
okay.
The mistama loshin Yeruchem Shemesh ain aros lama bizrichas Hashemesh dafka. It doesn't mean sunrise per se. El la'achash nispashet Hashemesh ba'olam when the sun is shining. Whenever that is, how much? Maybe it's the whole ball of the sun is exposed, but it's not when the very tip of the sun comes above the horizon. Right. Kedama gabe tfilas. I don't know if I'm mincha. Omer Rabbi Yosi Echelki and Misha Mispalim Dunu Mechama. Vadi Ratzlomar. What does it mean, mincha? It doesn't mean when the sun sets. It means ba'od shashemesh. Al ha'oros, while it's still shining, adayin. The mitzvah of Krishma chatchila akar hanetz. If it were true that you could read that Yeruchem Shemesh would allow you to daven Krishma after hanetz, kevish is matzvila ena betchila zrichos Hashemesh dafka. So lomo yotzrichem latriyecho dafke kokach mifnei tzmikos gula tzvila. Why did they have to read Krishma beforehand? Hari afila below that digduk yochel smok. So afishu Krishma akar hanetz ma'ak. You could read Krishma a little bit afterwards. So Adayin who's Zman Tfila L'chatchila, it still would be the Zman Tfila, but Yochel L'kros Krishma, the Achakach L'smoch, Achakach means after the Hanet, but L'smoch Gula L'tfila. Elavadi Afi Shezman Tfila Acharnet Suzman Krishma, Afi Shezman Tfila Acharnet Sachama, who Zman Krishma Eino Mehanet Ve'elech. But Neish Lo Yavo Zman Krishma L'chatchila. It doesn't say why. Why? Let's say, nowhere does he say why is Zman Krishma before Hanetz. So I suggested something to you. So L'chatchila Ho Yimadakim Shikru Krishma Ba'unosu Kodam Hanetz V'she'agia L'go Yisrael B'haschalat Hanetz Shemisham Ba'elek Zman Tfila V'yitzvuhu Tfila. Okay. One more thing in the Rebbein Yonah. The Tomim Nayalon of the Vasikim Sovereign Krev Yeshua to be Yav Yosim Shol Shos. Where do you see in the Vasikim that they agree with Rebbe Yeshua? It says Vasikim would read it in Meitzah Nachama. Maybe they hold, if you wait later, you're not Yosei at all. Maybe you could read it like immediately afterwards, it's still considered in Shemesh. But how do you know you could read it up until Shol Shos? And obviously we know that the Vasikim do hold like Rebbe Yeshua, because the Gemara, our Gemara says, that the our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua in the Vatican, right? So how do you know the Vatican really hold like Rabbi Yeshua? So he says that the following was the Dilma Tzriul Eid Afilu B'diyev and Yotzeh Men Eitzacham Ve'el. Maybe they hold that after Eitzacham and Yotzeh Ruhu. Yeshlom de Behechach Lamad Nugam Zeh Medivrayim. Shusov B'diyev and Yotzeh and Eitz. Mid Chazino Yigom Men Oso Im and Eitzacham Ve'el. Since you see that they finished it with an Eitzacham Ve'el. Then either then Yosef the Eved Acher and Eitz Haneid. If they held that you can't be Yosef even the Eved after an Eitz, Heichim Tzamkol Kach. How could they cut it so fine? She Yigmos im an Eitzachama Mamish to finish it Mamish with an Eitzachama, and then do creation and then do Shemona Esrei. Hoyel Hem Lochush. They should be concerned. Shema Yavos Man Kriyishma. Maybe they'll miss it by a minute. In which case they're not going to be Yosef Kriyishma. They shouldn't put Krishma the rice in such a suffix just to sneak the gula tefila. They should have read Krishma earlier, sometime after Mishiyakir. El Avadai, Svirah Lahu, they have a sikhan hold the Yavid Yotze Acharanet. Even if you miss an eight, nish gefelach. Right? Therefore, Lefichach, Hayim Etzamsevim Kolkach, they were very, cut it very fine. Sheyachoshin Afilu im Nitze Pamachas. If one time in your life you missed the right minute, and you read Kriya Shema a minute after an eight, in the shear in the calculation, lo nechush, it's not so terrible. She'af al tish she'ava zman kriya shema derabanan adayin lo. He called the kriya shema derabanan. That's an interesting way. It's the kriya shema lechatchila vatikin. Adayin lo zman kriya shel Torah she'zman b'di'evad ad gimel shel. That's interesting. Okay, this is only a small part of this whole sugya, and there are many other different approaches that Rishonim have, and then of course when it comes to halacha, it's even more complicated, but just to give you a little taste of the sugya. Since our Gemara on Daf Kaf Hei Amud Beis is important for two reasons. First of all, it shows you that the Vasikin hold like Rabbi Yeshua, which otherwise you wouldn't know that. And second of all, it tells you that the Vasikin is not just a mitzvah namuchah. They're very, as the Rabbi Niona says, he calls it a din de rabbanon. But the rabbanon, you have to read it by according to Vasikin by Em Shemesh. So you see that it's not just, even though we may hold it's only mitzvah namuchah, as Tosin mm-hmm. says, but the Vasikin didn't hold that way. Okay,
stop here. He doesn't talk about starting and ending time. Because early on he was talking about, oh, he daven this time, he daven long, right? The beginning of the Rabbi Niona. Right, he was saying, if you start this early, you can't possibly, right at the beginning, he's talking about Davin.